Chapter 2. The Sand Monster. A strange little creature jumps from the sand. Its eyes are on long horns, and it can move them in all directions. Its body is furry, but its face is like a frog's. The children are very surprised and a little frightened.
What is it? Can we take it home?
The monster looks at Robert.
Do you always say stupid things?
It says.
You can talk,
says Anthea.
Don't be frightened. We don't want to hurt you.
Hurt me?
The monster says.
You can't. I'm very special.
What's your name?
Asks Jane.
What are you?
Don't you know?
The monster says. It's furious now.
I'm a sand monster. I haven't got a name.
The monster starts to disappear down the hole.
Oh, don't go away.
Please stay and talk to us,
says Jane.
You're very special. We can see that.
The sand monster is satisfied, and it returns to talk to the children.
Are you a boy monster or a girl monster?
Asks Billy.
I'm not a boy or a girl,
the monster answers.
Then we'll call you It,
says Anthea, smiling.
Is that okay?
Yes, I like that name,
says It.
Where do you live, It?
Charles asks.
I live in sand. Sand monsters don't like water, so we live in dry sand. You're lucky, because now I must give you a wish,
It explains.
Sand monsters must give wishes to humans when humans find them. You must have a new wish every day, but the wish disappears at sunset.
Billy doesn't like the sand monster. He goes to play with his ball.
I've got a wish,
says Anthea.
I want to be beautiful, like a model or an actress.
Yes, make us beautiful,
says Robert.
Then girls can admire me.
The sand monster smiles, and suddenly the children are all very beautiful.
We look different. We're very beautiful.
That was a stupid wish.
Suddenly, Billy appears. He doesn't recognize these beautiful strangers, and he starts to cry.
Who are you?
He says.
I don't want you. I want my brothers and sisters.
The children want to go home, but Billy refuses. Finally, they persuade him to go with them. Martha opens the door and sees Billy, with four children. She doesn't know them.
Who are you? Why have you got Billy? Go away.
But we're Billy's brothers and sisters.
Martha takes Billy and closes the door. The children are tired and hungry. They go into the garden and they go to sleep. They wake up after sunset. They look normal again, and now they can go home.